Nigerian politician, his wife and a medical middleman have been found guilty over a plot to use a British hospital for organ harvesting. A 21-year-old man from Lagos was promised £7,000 and a better life in return for his kidney. The prosecution is the first of its kind in the UK. Three people were found guilty earlier at the Old Bailey of the first offence of human trafficking for the purpose of organ harvesting in London. This followed a six-week trial. Leading investigating officer, Detective Inspector Esther Richardson from the Met's Modern Slavery and Child Exploitation team said this conviction sends out a clear message across the world that the UK will not tolerate the international industry in illegal organ removal. We could not have achieved this conviction without the help of one man, the victim survivor. I commend him for his utmost bravery. Nigerian Senator Ike Ikweremadu and his wife Beatrice, who both reside in Nigeria, were found guilty of conspiracy to arrange, facilitate travel of another person with a view to exploitation, namely organ harvesting, on the Section 2 Modern Slavery Act of 2015. A third person, Obinna Obeta from Southwark, who is described as the medical middleman, was also found guilty of the same offence. They'll all be sentenced at a later date in the same court. A 25-year-old was not found guilty. The man in question was provided with a passport and also provided with a medical travel visa. He had previously been taken for blood tests in Nigeria, which he believed were for his visa requirements. These were instead to determine if he was a medically suitable match to Sonia Ekwerandu. On the 20th of February, the victim was brought to the UK, and on the 24th, he attended his first medical screening at the Royal Free Hospital. The court heard how it became apparent to the doctor carrying out the screening that the victim had limited understanding of why he was there. After several appointments, the victim realised he was to donate a kidney, and the consultant picked up the fear and panic this caused the victim. The hospital then declined to complete the procedure. Our reporter, Matthew Thompson, has been following the case in court, and he says the victim was visibly relieved when doctors said the operation would not happen.
He went back to an apartment in Southwark in South London where he'd been being put up, and he told police that at that moment the mood changed and he was treated as a slave until eventually he managed to escape and run away.
A few days later, he had managed to escape the property, becoming homeless for around 3 days. However, on May the 5th, he walked into Staines police station stating, "I don't know anywhere. I don't know where I am. I was sleeping 3 days outside and waiting for someone to help me to save my life." The victim continues to be safeguarded, and police say they're working closely with partners on future support.